Well, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? Losing my voice already? Just getting started. Let her roll, everyone. How are you? Go ahead and put in where you're calling from. Los Angeles, Buffalo Gap. Do they have Buffalo there, Mary Jane? Just wondering. Hi, Jody. Hope everybody's doing well. Utah, don't forget to set your chat to everyone, please. Central Texas. Sandy from Honolulu used to live on Maui. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Robert. Candace. Singapore. Wow. That's a far way away. Maya. Hi, Allie from Northern Ireland. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We're just going to wait for Brandon to join us. Hi, Steve. Hey, everybody, make sure that when you're in your chat that you set your settings, the two button toggle down to everybody, not just hosts and panelists. Please go ahead and do that. Also, don't forget to put in your questions. Big Bear, nice. Into the Q&A down below. Good to see everybody. All right, we are close to almost 100 people. We will have more people roll in as the day gets going, I'm sure. Starting to feel like fall here. Iowa. Ron, is it getting chilly up there? We're supposed to have freezing temps on, I think, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, something like that. 34. Ugh. That's a little too soon to the cold. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody here. Yep. Tucson. Also, make sure that you put your two button to everyone. Getting cold again in New Jersey. Yeah, I like those cool evenings, warmer days. Not a huge fan of cold nights and cold days, not gonna lie. Yeah, good morning, good morning. We're just waiting on Brandon to join us. Yep, everybody see my screen okay? Just making sure. 30s, 80s, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. You guys doing okay, Terry? Didn't get washed out, huh? Welcome. 82 in Dallas. See, now this is the time of year that I think I should move further south for sure. All right. We're going to give Brandon a couple more minutes and then I'm just going to get rolling with this and he'll be there. Nashville. I'm heading to Nashville at the end of the month. Linwood, Washington, Concord, North Carolina. Very nice. Very, very nice, everybody. Good to see you all. I'm glad that you could join me today for the Sunday Savages Q&A. I am anticipating Brandon to join us any minute, but maybe his internet is not working. So I'll just go ahead and get started. So, welcome to the Sunday Q&A calls. I'm Libby. My co-host is Brandon, and he should be here any second. But welcome. What I would like to do before we dig into the meeting is get an idea of how many people are here for the first time. So if you could put a one into the chat, that would give me an idea. One, one, one. There we go. All right. Look at all those newbies. Welcome, everybody. Awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. So excited to see all of these new people. Linda, you put a three in. Does that mean this is your third time or did you just mistype? Just wondering. And another one, couple other ones. Great. And here comes Brandon right now.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I am doing good. Sorry I'm late. No Jessica today?
I don't think so. Or at least I haven't seen her. So just the two of us will do
All
this.
right. I'll
Okay.
check the attendees.
Yep, why don't you do that and I'll get rolling with our announcement.
Yes.
Okay, so in case you haven't figured this out, this is the Sunday Savages. So we are called that because only savages work on Sundays for the most part. So we appreciate everybody getting into here, getting their questions answered, and getting started on a great day towards working on your publishing. So there you have it. Now, let's see if I can make this go forward. That would be helpful. Put on my trusty dusty, what do they call that thing? Oh yeah, mouse. That's it. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
All right. So as you know, this is the Q&A. We actually have five Q&A slots every week. So they are Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Just to give you some ideas, the Tuesday call is dedicated to book covers and book titles. Wednesday is dedicated to a free-for-all. That's what we have here on Sundays. Thursday, proof of concept. Friday is everything tech related. And then Sunday, again, like I mentioned, we are into this free-for-all. So if you've got a question, this is the place to get it answered. Now, you can recommend some special segments if you like, but sometimes we have topic-specific training, reviewing book covers and book titles, of course. Student interviews, sometimes we have quizzes, but if you've got an idea for a good segment, let us know. Just put it into the chat or something like that, and we should be able to see it. I know that we have great people in the chat who are monitoring what's going on, so they'll keep an idea of in case we miss anything. Now, you can submit your questions, pre-submit them to the call an hour ahead of time. Just to let you know, we're going to choose the best answers to the questions and move on. If you are submitting something like seven or eight book titles or seven or eight book covers, we'll probably just review a few of them and talk about the characteristics of good book titles, good book covers, et cetera. So there are a lot of students on these calls. So everybody's at a different point. We get that. So we get so many questions. We're really going to choose questions that are applicable and helpful to the majority of the attendees on the call. We'd rather spend some more time going deep into a good question than rushing from one question to the next. If you have questions that are account related or KD Spy, Incognito, 7-Day Profit Challenge, all of those questions should be directed to help.publishing.com. Now, in your chat, please set your chat to everyone, not just to Brandon and myself, but to everyone. As I mentioned before, we've got great people in here in the chat. Everybody is super helpful. So if you have a question that maybe Brandon and I don't answer, somebody in there will probably be able to answer it for you. Now, I am ever so hopeful that you've already set up your account for publishingday.ai. It is an amazing platform that's going to save you so much time and so much money. You're going to be able to enjoy features like book topic ideas and customer research, book outlines, book descriptions, and even generating your first and multiple 30K word manuscripts. Now, Brandon and I are old school. So we've done everything from getting an outline from publishing services, hiring a ghostwriter, and going through all of those steps that you have no need to do now. And in fact, it would just be, what, 3 weeks to get your outline, another 6 to 8 to get your manuscript. So what is that?
Oh, yeah.
So much time, right? Almost 3 months, if not longer. Here you can get a book generated in less than a day. All right, moving on after that. So, awesomely, Publishing Services is offering a formatting package for the month of October. The code is PRINTREADY10. So, you just put that in and get 10% off of your manuscript formatting. Now, friendly reminder, all support related questions, payments, program access, technical questions are going to be emailed to support@publishing.com. Please do that so that we do not spend time trying to deal with that. That's not Brandon and I's area. But definitely, I think if you need help, just go to support@publishing.com. Okay, so let's get started. There are not a lot of pre-submitted questions today. It's
All right, let's do this.
Print Ready 10. Print Ready 10. Okay. This one is from Zahora. She's got feedback on book covers. So let me see. Here's what I put in. Can you see that? Anti-inflammatory secrets for beginners, diets, that kind of thing. So she's got three book covers, Brandon.
Let's see what we got here. I think right away I'm drawn towards cover three. I think these items are a little bit too spaced out from each other.
Yeah, it looks a little too random. I like the circle, right?
Yeah. Just a better image overall, but they really all have the same layout. But the black one's just a little bit of a better image there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, I guess these are spices over here, like sprinkled around.
The
But
way they faded out the image is a little bit weird, right?
Yeah, I think that's what's throwing me off. Like I'm anticipating that these would be sitting maybe on a table. So that would be kind of nice to have that. It looks like it's not just floating in space. But I like the title's super easy to read, the subtitle's easy to read. I think the font size for the pen name could be a little bit smaller, but I do like the graphic from cover number three. And that's all I have to say about that.
I think that's it. That's it for this one.
Definitely. I vote for number three, and I think most people are doing that also in the chat. So there you go, Zora. Hopefully that's helpful.
And you can totally use that badge on the other cover if you want to.
Yeah, for the
Yeah, different one.
28-day meal plan, this one. This badge.
Yeah.
So here she incorporated it into the subtitle.
100 plus. Super easy. Okay, so yeah, I see they have different subtitles there. Okay, well, if you really wanted to, you could totally put a badge on this number three, but
With
I
the
would make it a
100.
little bit higher quality than the way it looks there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you could do that with the 100 plus easy, super easy mouth-watering recipes instead of the 28-day meal plan, because you've got that in your subtitle now. Right?
That's
You
true.
could switch
But
the
it's also
sticker
in the
around.
sub here.
Oh yeah, it is. So maybe
I
just
think
put
she
100
moved
plus
it.
recipes and that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that would be great. Yeah. They should definitely know there's going to be over 100 recipes.
Right? Yeah, and double check that mouth watering is one word and not two.
Yeah, I got no clue.
All
All right.
right, moving on. Okay, this one's pretty easy.
How to begin. Oof. Oof. Module
Seven-day
one.
challenge. That's it.
Yeah.
7-day challenge. There's nothing else to say about that. 7-day challenge, and then you just start at the lessons at the top and work your way down. That's it. Don't
It's the warm-up you've been
overcomplicate.
looking for.
Exactly. I think people have a tendency to overcomplicate the beginning, right? They just, it's simple. You start out with a 7-day challenge, so you get an I idea of all of the steps that it takes to make a book. And then you start in module one and you just start at the top and work your way down. Don't overcomplicate it. That's it. You want to take this one?
All right, so we have Robert. I am a maintenance mechanic and would like to do some self-help books on electric and PLC training. Is that possible for on-the-job training? I mean, it's certainly possible. Check and see the proof of concept, see if there's a demand, and just be mindful and check if the books that are written about that. I imagine there's some guides that are by established companies that like give this type of education, right? So if your niche is dominated by those people, then I would say maybe move away from it because they have certain credentials that is going to give them the credibility to sell those type of books on that type of advice. But if you see a lot of general just guides on it, self-published, then if it passes proof of concept, you're good to go.
Agreed. Also be mindful, you might have to have a lot of illustrations in a book like that. And I don't know if
That
you
too,
really want
yeah.
to start out with illustrations in your first Book, I certainly don't recommend that among my students. What about you, Brandon? Do you?
Not exactly. Not unless you can get them done through basic stock imaging. But you know what? If Robert, if you're a mechanic yourself and you can take your snap your own pics, that could be a decent way.
Yeah.
But just be ready for a little bit more legwork in there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What do you do when a fellow published author gives you two and three reviews on your book on Pubby? Do you mean
I think
two
like
and
a
three
two-star.
star and a three star? Well, first of all, that's just plain rude in my book. But secondly, is you just keep building your reviews so that eventually that two and three star review will get diluted. I don't know. I think if you're reading a book and you think it's that bad, I would not leave a review, right? Personally, I wouldn't do that. But I think just getting as many reviews as you can will dilute that. So just keep that in mind. Linda says, find out where that guy lives. I'm kind of with you, Linda, but I didn't want to say that out loud.
I wish we could, but
Right?
privacy issues.
Yeah, details, details. Whatever. I am a licensed private investigator. I could probably find them. Just kidding. Sort of.
Actually
Yeah.
started.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
License to carry a firearm and the whole thing. Okay. So let's look at some book covers from Shiraz. Let's see. Okay. Got it, Brandon?
Yeah. All right. Can we do a quick zoom out on this?
Zoom out.
Yeah, up here, top left.
So 75.
Let's go 50. I want to see them a
Okay,
little
there we
bit.
go.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's good.
Life skills for young adults. Let's go to the next. Definitely not this one. Well,
The
this
color
looks a
is a
little bit.
little eye-catching, but this looks more like in the niche, right?
That
With
one
these
looks
graphics.
a little bit more polished. The one at the bottom, it's got some interesting elements, but it doesn't look as polished.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with one.
Yeah, number one. You don't want to use a white background, so at least change it to an off-white. But number one, it has the most polished feel. Just make sure you bring that pen name, bring it down, make it smaller. I think it can still get smaller there.
Yeah, agreed.
And let's go down to
Number.
number two. Let's just give it a quick check. I just want to. I think
Yeah,
the
I'm
way
not.
the text is,
Yeah. I think
and
it's there's
then.
a shadowing or some element behind that.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I thought it looked old.
Yeah.
Thought it looked a little bit, and I think it's mainly the text, mainly the fonts used.
Yeah, I would agree
Number
with that.
one. Number one is the winner here.
Without a doubt.
And you can totally change, play around with the colors. Yeah, you can play around with the colors. If you don't like yellow, it can be different colors and give it a shot. But I think that's the most polished one from these three.
Yeah, and you might consider in your little graphics, you see how you've got like the money right here? Why not make that green? Why not make, these the little up arrow bar graph in a different color? So it's really eye-catching without being too distracting, but just to give it a little bit more interest, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure
Yeah,
what
no, I
the
definitely agree with that.
you are here question thing is, but whatever. Okay. All right, moving on. Is this me or you?
Not sure. I'll take number two. You take number one.
Okay, so this is from Paul. Hey, Paul, I saw in one of the videos a demonstration of proof of concept using lucid dreaming as the topic. When I looked a couple of days ago, it appears to me to still meet POC. Any red flags with running with it to create a book? Not in my opinion. I think you want to look at how many books are in there, with 150 reviews and less that are doing well. Does it seem like there's a reasonable number, or is like there are 50 of them or 20 of them or whatever. So I would keep that in mind. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see any major issue with just taking that and rolling with it. All right. Okay. The other thing from Paul, do we have to wait for the letter from the government's copyright? Oh, I stepped on your question. Sorry, Brandon.
It's okay.
Service to begin placing the book on Audible. No, as long as you have that you have submitted it to the copyright office, you should be good to go. Right?
That's it.
That's it. That was easy. You know, I think there were literally, unless the slides got all messed up, which is entirely possible.
Wait, those are all the pre-submitted?
Yeah.
You serious? Come on, guys. We need more questions for Sundays.
But you know how it's not doing the. Anyway, that's a whole other issue with the technical side. But we've had some in the chat, so we're good. Okay, go ahead. Oh, this is for the tech call. Well, I guess I
Okay.
should have
Tech
just
call
skipped
reason
online.
no. Yeah, let's send this off to the tech people.
Yeah. And that was the last
All
slide.
right. Oh, okay. Well, let's get to these pre-submitted ones. That was quick.
I know. I told you.
Is it a holiday or something?
Not in my world.
Yeah, same here. All right, so let's get to these right here. Oh, someone said Thanksgiving.
In Can Well, you're in Canada, Brandon.
That's true, but we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. But we don't have a lot of Canadians. We do, but mostly is a lot of Americans. It's a holiday Monday. All right. Well, let's get to these Q&As.
All right.
So we have Jen here. What is the difference between publishing services and Atticus? All right. So, Atticus is just a formatting software that you purchase, right? And then you do it yourself. Publishing services, they offer a wide variety of publishing services, and within that, they have a formatting package, right? So one is the software to format, the other one is the company that has a lot of services plus formatting.
All right. Okay. So this question is from Aaliyah. How do I post a review of my favorite coach on Trustpilot? So I guess I put the link into, I'll put the link into the chat, I guess. Think that'll be okay, Brandon?
Yeah.
All
Yeah,
right.
put the link in there and leave your review.
Yep. Put the link in. Here's the link, everybody. So if you're interested in leaving a review, you can do that. We'll go back to that. Done. Okay. So, do you see the question from Barbara, Brandon, or no?
I
Or
don't.
these probably came in before you got here. Okay. So, this is from Barbara. Hi, Barbara. When publishing A1 first launched, I'm going to assume that you mean AI first launched, paid for it, but never heard anything further about using it. How can I access it? So, Barbara, you should be able to go to publishing.ai and log in and use the first time login users button. You should be able to log in and use your email and password that you use to access your publishing AIA platform. Just make sure that's the same. Okay, this is from Regini. I'm on the sixth day of the 7-day challenge, stuck with formatting my book. Cat, figure out how to format with the manuscript with chapter headings, etc. Please advise. Okay, so I'm assuming that you're using Readzy, and Readzy will format the chapter like the table of contents. But my suggestion is you have a variety of things that you can do to help you. Number one, rewatch the video. Number two, go to YouTube. See if you can find a free video on using Readzy to get it all set up. That's what I do when I get stuck and trying to figure something out. I just go to YouTube and pull up a lesson and then typically walks me through. Do you do anything different, Brandon?
That's it.
Right.
That's it. And
That's
we have Ava in here. She says she would like feedback on book covers, but I'm not sure if you put in the link for us. Let's take a look. No, I don't think she did. Ava, if you have some book covers you want us to review, put in the link and we will get to it for sure. Okay, but we have Sharon. Why is this book so expensive? Why not reprint if it's still successful? This is right on my topic, practice for better golf. Can I count this as over 500 a month if it's only selling four books? If it's only selling four books and it's making over $500 a month, that's going outside of our criteria, because normally books that go over $30, $40, you're starting to get more into textbooks or just more in-depth resources or different types of products. So Sharon, I would just be really careful and make sure that if you're counting that book, just make sure it's like a traditional 30K word book. Last thing you want to do is compete with a product that's going to be different, because then the numbers would be skewed there.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a question here from Levon. She would like a slow roll through proof of concept, specific software used to help us through this. Now, since we only have 20 open questions and we got a lot of time, I think I'm just gonna roll with this. So,
Yeah, let's do it.
okay, so let me resume my sharing. Do you guys see my incognito page? Do you see where it says I've gone incognito? Yes. Is that what you guys see?
Yep, we
Okay,
good.
cool. All right. So I don't know why sometimes I get this wacky looking. Have you ever seen this, Brandon? Where it looks like
What
this?
is it? Oh yeah. Yeah. It's kind of
It's
like a simplified web page.
right. Yeah, super
Yeah.
simplified. Okay. So, Levon, first thing that you're going to do from Chrome. You're going to go to the three little dots up in the right-hand corner and click on incognito mode. And you want to be in incognito mode because you do not want your previous shopping experience to skew what Amazon sends you. Yes, you'll probably buy your own book, but you're not going to buy thousands of your own book, which is why you want to go to incognito mode. So it's this darker screen. Sometimes over here on the right, like if I type in books, I'll just type in, I'll do lucid dreaming books. Let's see if it'll come up. Okay, so over here, it should be delivering just to a zip code, not to you personally. And if you are not in the United States, you need to toggle this down to be in the US, and you can put in over here. Oops, I don't want to do that. A zip code, and that'll just be like 90210. 90210. Everybody knows that zip code from that dumb show that I never watched, but there it is. Okay, so then I go over here and I go to books. Like I said, I'm going to look for lucid dreaming because right now my brain is dead and I have no other topics that are popping into my head. But there you go. I'm just going to type in a book idea, lucid dreaming. Now, I have already purchased and downloaded KD Spy and enabled KD Spy to operate in incognito mode, which you'll do by managing the extensions. Then I click on KD Spy and I basically get a report of this particular book, niche. Now, we look at a few criteria, but they are predominantly 150 or less reviews, over $500 a month in revenue, how much the books are in general, page length, if I'm going to count them, and then when they were published. Because if they were published recently, we don't count them. All right. So if I'm here, 151, I can wiggle up to that. 775, so far so good. It's a little bit long. Good golly. 272 pages published in September of 22. I need three books that meet this criteria. That would count as one. This particular one is a workbook. We don't count those. And other than that, there are no other books here that are meeting the initial criteria of 150 and below and over 500 a month. You have to have three books in that particular niche for it to meet POC, and the book must be about your book topic. Because sometimes you get kind of wacky things in there like activity books for lucid dreaming or something like that. So just keep that in mind and you should be good to go. All right. That's POC. Did I forget anything, Brandon?
Think you're good.
All right, cool. All right. Now let me pull these book covers out for Mary Beth. You want to go to a next question, Brandon?
Yes, let's do this. Let's see what we got. All right, so we got Krista. I'm doing the 7-day profit challenge and completed day two and working on day three. I'm doing the outline and I'm realizing that even though I have a passion for my topic, I'm not an expert. How do I work with writing a book for others and knowing I am not an expert? All right, well, you might not be, but ChatGPT is an expert at everything because they are the internet. So rely on that. And honestly, by the time you're done working on it, by the time you're done reading it, you've edited, you're going to be more an expert than, 90% of people on the topic. So it's one of those hurdles that you kind of have to get over. It happens to everybody in the beginning. You shy away from certain topics because you don't know enough. But as you're making the book process, you're doing the customer research and you're doing all that stuff, you really get to know your target audience and the topic. But this is the 7-day profit challenge. So let's just stay focused on getting that out of the way. And then you can focus on a 30K workbook. So try not to think about it too much. And if you pick something too hard or too hard, then maybe try to do something else, something easy. Anything that you can finish within 10, 7, 10 days, that's the only thing you need.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so these are book covers from Mary Beth. Here we go. All right, off-grid living. You see these, Brandon? Wait, I need to do this.
Nope, not yet. There we go. We are good. Okay. Classic off-grid type stuff.
Yep. I know, I mean, to me, these look super busy, like all of the images, right? So I think I would probably whittle that down a little bit because I just feel like I'm overwhelmed by looking at stuff, right? This one
I
is
think you
the
could
least busy, right?
I think you could certainly, I mean, as far as, and sorry to interrupt you, Libby, but
You're good.
let's see. I like the first one, but I do agree with you. Maybe you can consolidate some of these images. Like, for example, you could consolidate these four into one image so it's nice and clear, and then maybe consolidate these into one, and then maybe do the same up top. And that way the images are nice and bright. But as far as the text goes, I like the text on this one. I think it's pretty good.
It
Not this
also,
one. Not
yeah,
this one.
no. But I'm also looking at like what your subtitle is. And then number 30, it looks like you have three subtitles because part of the subtitle is written in yellow, and then part of the subtitle is written in white. I'm also maybe wondering how many characters off-grid survival. Are you putting in a project-based approach as part of your subtitle, or is that just like a sticker? That's what I'm wondering there. Let me see what she says. That's in there. Maybe she put it in and left. I don't know. Anyway, so that would be something that I would look at. Also, maybe instead of, cross there, maybe it's a badge or something like that. But I think you're going about these the right way. Okay, so it's part of the title. So, Mary Beth, how many characters is that whole title? Because it cannot exceed 200. So, do me a favor and just double check that because you may need to whittle it down. The sweet spot is between 120 and 180 characters. Yep. Thanks, Philip. Okay. So that's our 2 cents there, Mary Beth. Good luck with everything. Really, not 180 words, but 180 characters. So you might want to double check. Yeah, it does include the subtitle, Linda. Main title, subtitle. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Next question.
See what else we got. So we got Linda, regarding book covers. I'm using ChatGPT book covers and other apps within the program. It's getting really confused about words. It gives one word in my title, then nonsense for the rest. Is there any great prompts that are used for different things that make creating a book covers more streamlined? Unfortunately, no, Linda. When we do create covers using ChatGPT, you want to make sure that you're just getting the background image, right? You're getting the background image, and then you can put it into Canva, and then you can add the text. You can actually grab the text on Canva. You can grab the text and make it editable, but ChatGPT is never going to be able to get your book title right on the book cover. You're going to have to put it into Canva, pick up the text, and edit it and make it right.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep working at it. Hope that was helpful.
Okay,
And you're going to
this.
need Canva Pro to be able to pick up the text feature. So just keep that in mind. All right.
Yep, this is from I hope I pronounce your name right, Sofon. I've never published a book before. I'm trying to do the 7-day challenge. Finally got my KDP set up, but need to get an idea what topics to write about health. Maybe a person who has gout. I can't come up with a good title. Okay, so 7-day challenge book is nothing more than pretty much shooting from the hip. So you in regard to a book title for someone who has gout, I would say like Managing Gout Made Easy or something super simple like that, and not really made it super in depth. You don't need to worry about that with the 7-day challenge. The goal is to learn the steps and to get it published.
All right. So we have Linda. Are illustrations required for exercise books too? Yeah, no, totally. It's become a very, very, very competitive market when it comes to exercises, especially for seniors. So you better get ready to put in some illustrations. Either you can have someone design them, do like line drawings, or you can go and take the pictures. If you have a few friends, a few models, buy them pizza and take a bunch of pictures of them doing the workouts, and that's a way that you can go about it.
Yep. We're also seeing in
All
the
right.
seniors niche, people having videos in there as well.
Yeah. Which makes sense, right? Because if you're doing a workout, having a video it's going to be a great help, especially if you're not familiar with working out. It's going to be a great help. And we got Sharon, part two. Question: is practice for better golf too broad of a topic? I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you think, Libby?
I don't think so either.
Unless there's like sub niches on like
Right. Well, let's
specifically how
take.
to do certain things with a golf, which I don't think so necessarily, but I think
Well, let's
practice
see.
for better golf or just.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think by itself, but unless you're a golf pro, Sharon, I don't know if I would buy a book from somebody who wasn't a golf pro, because there's a lot of authority figures in that niche, right?
And I imagine images as well.
Oh, yeah, for
I think it'd
sure.
be very hard to teach someone to get better at golf. I mean, I think it already is pretty hard to get someone to be better at
Oh,
golf,
she's a
but
golf pro. Well, if you're a golf pro, Sharon, please do that. Please write your book on that, Sharon. It.
awesome, Sharon.
Yeah, that's
Thanks
great.
for sharing that fun fact with
Yep.
us.
That makes a difference,
And
especially in golf, for sure.
question was, yeah. And
Okay.
Sharon, you said this is the link to my Katie Spy POC on practice for better golf. I tried
Yeah.
opening the link, but it's private. So go in there and make sure you make it public, and that way we can open it up for you.
Yeah, and we'll take a look. Okay, this one is from Sarah. Where to go? Oh no, Sarah, put your question back in there. I accidentally deleted it. I thought I was going to answer it. Wait, hang on. I'll go back. I can do this. I have the ability. There it is. Okay. So Sarah says, I'm on my first book, How to Draw for Kids, in the outline, but wondering how to draw samples and get put into the steps. I heard about what you said about illustrations. Do you think I should stop and save for later and try a new topic? Okay, so Sarah, here's the thing about that. You are right. There will need to be a lot of illustrations in a how to draw book for kids. Will you be able to generate some of those using AI potentially? But I think there are some pretty cool templates or apps that you can get for like an iPad where you can actually draw it with a stylus and it actually comes out like an image that you could use. But gosh, if one of my students is actually doing a how-to draw book, but she's also an artist. And so she's got all of that taken care of in regard to, how to draw basic things. So I would probably, if you were my student, steer you into a different area unless you also were an artist. So I would probably try different niche, different book. Yeah.
Right, we have Ali. If I'm from UK, do I still need to apply for copyright in the US? Yeah, because US is going to be the main market that we're going to be selling at. So we do want to make sure that you're protected. And plus, whether you're in the UK, Canada, or wherever it might be, Audible will still be asking you most likely for that proof that you own it. So that's going to be the number one way to do it.
Yep. Okay, this is from Suzanne. Why are we discouraged from unpublishing our book? I don't really know why you would unpublish your book, Suzanne. So I'm going to need a little bit more in the chat, please. If you have edits to your manuscript, edits to your cover, you just re-upload those. There's no need to unpublish it to edit it. You can do that while it's still live. All right. Hopefully that does help.
Okay, we got Aaliyah. Do we wait to request the copyright until after I publish KDP, or can I do it now before my book is actually published? Yeah, you can do it beforehand. Totally.
Way. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Michelle. How do you sign up for the 7-day challenge? So, Michelle, if you are in the AIA platform, and I can pull that up. Hang on. And let me log in. Okay, so let me reshare my screen. So, Michelle, here you go. If this is the publishing.com dashboard, there it is, third from the top. You just click on that and get started, and you're off to the races.
Yep. And if you can't see it for any reason, just contact support.
Yep. I'll
And
pull
that'll
this
help you
one
out there.
out. Did you already do Eva's book cover? Did we already do that? I feel like
Nope.
I just
Nope.
did
We were
that.
waiting for her link.
Oh, it's right there.
Nine designs. There we go. Oh.
It's all hidden.
She did send us a Google Drive, a Google Doc link as well. So
Okay.
we're seeing and
Where's that?
should be 12:42.
Okay. Oh no,
It's
that's
one of the
one of the
last ones.
ones.
Third last, I believe.
That's weird. Oh, there it is on Google Docs. There we go. Okay. And you want to look at it. Oh, I can't edit it, so I can't edit the view, I don't think. Oh, wait, maybe.
Yeah, I think you can down on the Zoom. There we go.
Here we go. All righty.
Now we'll see roadmap for beginners. I'm not 100% sure what the imagery has to do with it on the second one.
And on the first one,
And on the first one.
right?
Let's see what else.
That looks like a roadmap.
It looks too much like a roadmap. It makes me feel like we're taking a driving test,
Indication,
unfortunately.
right?
Yeah, let's keep going down.
That's too confusing what I'm looking at. I'm not even sure you need an image here, in all honesty.
Yeah, I think a lot of these images are giving you a are doing a
Right?
disservice. The one up top is not bad. This one up here.
This one or this one?
The baby blue one doesn't have an image. It just has the text nice and bright, and it kind of has a little simple path
Map.
line. More tasteful than the other ones. But I would
Yeah.
definitely say that the font doesn't match. This font looks like, it's like
A thing.
surfer dude,
For
promoting
dude
something. Yeah, something a little more, businessy, a little more serious. Even the baby blue could be a little bit different.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because I feel like the baby blue isn't giving me a real feel of a business.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it would be great if I was going on a trip. That color would be perfect. Right? This one has got the subtitle over four lines, so I wouldn't work with that. Oof. This one is too like rocketry or something like that for my in my opinion.
Yeah, and that imagery, I think it's a little bit outdated.
Yeah. Yeah, your subtitle here is over four lines as well. Yeah, so I think in all honesty, I would probably just have the book title, a pleasing eye-catching color, simple to read cover, and I probably wouldn't even go with an image. Not every book topic lends itself to an image. Keep that in mind. So don't just try to fit a round peg in a square hole because it's just not going to work. All right, Eva? Hope that helps.
And you could even keep going with that first one, maybe just remove the image, center all the font, and that's potential.
Yeah, just remember also subtitle over three lines, pen name smaller in font size than your subtitle font size. All right, you're gonna do the next one for
Okay.
Mike? Yep.
Yeah, I'll take Mike. My chosen topic with proof of concept is self-esteem for boys, title one. Includes exact topic wording, title two, different word order, but reads better. I think your expert opinion would be appreciated. All right. So we have a journey to self-esteem for boys, practical techniques to build emotional strength, navigate peer pressure, disarm bullies, and empower self-worth. Okay. So, and then number two, a boy's journey to self-esteem, practical techniques to build emotional strength, navigate peer pressure, disarm bullies, and empower self-worth. Okay, so I guess you just wanted feedback on the main title. But the subtitle is sounding pretty good. You have all the ingredients in there. I just think you can expand on the ending a little bit more. Right now, it's just kind of like a grocery list, practical techniques to boom, boom, boom. But you could totally make the end, make it a little bit more of a hook. So you can expand on it a little bit if the word count, the character count allows. But as far as the main title goes, I will say that keeping the proof of concept keyword together is always better. It's always better. So a journey to self-esteem for boys, I think, would be the best way to go. I have seen it work split up, but I still think the safest way is to keep it together and make sure that you're ranking for the exact keyword that you did the proof of concept for. So that would be my feedback there, Mike. But I think it reads well. I think it reads well. A journey to self-esteem for boys. What do you think, Libby? Would you ever break apart the proof of concept like that?
I would not do that. I would keep it the same. The other thing, I'm always these days I'm hung up on the word journey because I feel like that's so AI, right? Right now, with everything is
Journey, yeah.
journey. Join the author on your journey. You might try something else. Self-esteem for
Maybe a
boys.
quest.
Yeah, made easy, something like that. But I don't think I would put the journey in there. Just saying, right? Okay.
You're moving along well, Mike. Good
Yep.
stuff.
So this is from Johnny. Sorry, spell check. Ouija, new guy here. Johnny, I don't have any idea what your question is there, buddy. Sorry. All right. I'm gonna just ask this. Actually, sorry. Bahun, you need to just reach out to help.publishing.com, reach out to support regarding your manuscripts.
Yeah, anything related to your plan, what you purchased, definitely reach out to support. They're going to have every piece of information there available. But okay, we have Linda. How many pages or words does the 7-day profit challenge need to be? Well, 5,000 words. 5,000 words, that's going to come up to approximately, I think, around 40, 50 pages.
Yep.
I think the minimum to print the paperback is around 40 or 32. So yeah, but 5,000 words, you're going to be good to go.
Okay, this is from Mary Sue. How do you put videos in your book? Okay, so in your ebook, you just put in the links. In your paperback and hardback, you will make QR codes. There are many platforms out there that you can use to create a QR code for free. All you have to do is go to the QR code generator site. It's going to walk you through. You just put in the link where you want it to take people, and it'll generate this QR code. You download those and put them into your manuscript. Hopefully that makes sense.
All right, we got Randall. Is there a video in the course that demonstrates how to use Google's voice typing to edit their outlines and/or manuscripts? If not, would you do a demo for us? All right, so I don't think we have that, and I've never used it myself either. But Randall, go on YouTube. It's gonna be your best friend. You're gonna find a lot of tutorials, and that's gonna help you edit your outline using the voice feature. But unfortunately, I have not used it, so.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yep, not once. Okay. Are you going to do Khalid and I'll do Sandra? Yep.
Yeah. Is there a better way to research multiple keywords at once rather than using KDSpy to search one keyword at a time? Oh, I wish. I really do wish that was the case, but unfortunately, no. One at a time.
Yep, that's what we've got right now. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Sandra.
One
I
day.
have my 7-day manuscript, but don't know how to get it in the right format. So, Sandra, you're going to use a platform called Readsy, Reedsy. I'll type it into the chat. It's free to format. And you're just going to follow the prompts, but watch the formatting lesson for your 7-day challenge. It should review that. If you need help, always go to YouTube and see if you can find a video.
We have, I don't know how to say that. I'll just call you K because that's your
There
middle
you go.
name. But hi, newbie here. I see books that have a QR code and digital bonus included in them. Is this something that is too complicated to accomplish for newbies like me? Do we have topics designed for these in AIA program? I don't think it's too complicated for you to accomplish. What I would do is I would worry first about finishing the book and then undertake the whole bonus thing, but you can 100% do it. And there's certainly enough resources in here to help you get that done. And as far as what topics are designed for that kind of stuff, well, I do think almost every topic can have some sort of bonus. Yeah, something.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is from Joy. Can a 4,500K word go for 7-day profit challenge? It's going to come down to number of pages there, Joy. I think there is a minimum, for a printed paperback. So I would beef it up to over 5,000 if you can, right? Otherwise, when you do your formatting, you're going to have really big font and double space and all of that kind of stuff, which seems like that would be more complicated than it's worth, in my opinion. All right.
All right.
Move on. Okay. So that is all of the open questions. We did all the pre-submitted questions, and it's not even noon yet. So
We're that good.
We're that good.
Hmm.
Wait, no, two more people put in questions. Of course.
Offer leverage a bonus readers. Where is the course material? Can we look for the best way to offer leverage a bonus for our readers in our book? All right. We do used to have that lead magnet lesson, but I don't think we.
I think it's still in there.
I think it should be in there. But Christina, really just find something that's relating to the niche. Find something that would be valuable in their eyes, right? And then that's just something that you can put on your book. You can put a badge. You can put like a, free productivity checklist, right? So that's kind of a hard question to answer because every niche is going to have different types of bonuses and different ways to, different best way to offer it. But what I recommend is just take a look at your competition, see what they're offering, see if you can offer the same or see if you can offer something better, right? And if you can do that, then all you got to do is make the bonus or purchase the bonus and then put it on like a seal or like a badge on your book and you're good to go. But go on to the AIA dashboard and go on the search bar and search up lead magnet and then see if you can find it.
Yeah. Okay, this is from Ava regarding her book covers again. If she's going to forego an image, okay, to stretch out the subtitle. Yeah, just remember subtitle 3 lines total.
I'm not asking what to offer. Oh,
Yeah, I just took that down because she was just
let
saying
me okay.
that was the lead magnet question.
I think she said, not asking how to offer, you're asking how to provide it to them. Well, QR code. That's
Driving
it.
to a Google Drive. Yep.
Yeah. QR code. That's it.
Okay, this next one.
We have Michael. You don't have the 7-day challenge in your dashboard. There's no option to reach out that I can see. Is there an address to send to? Can you go to the slide of the support? I think it's support at publishing.com.
Right. Okay, hang on.
We can
Okay.
leave that slide on for you. And yeah, Philip's right. There should be a widget on the bottom right.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and check
A
and see.
message
But if you
support
don't
there.
see it, but if you don't see it, send them an email. It's happened to a few people there.
There you go. Support at publishing.com. And I'll just pause the screen there for that. Okay. All righty. So this is from Johnny. You earlier on you referenced Ouija. I have no idea what that is. And I have no idea what you're talking about, Johnny,
Ouija.
at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little bit readsy. It's readsy. Thanks, Sharon. Readsy, Johnny, Reedsy. Am I really not sounding like it sounds like I said Ouija? Readsy. Yeah. All right.
And Loretta said, is there an AI publishing YouTube channel? No. Unfortunately, we do not have one. Do we, Libby? We don't.
Nope. This is from Dickie. Can we use the QR code redirect to our opt-in page? Yeah, you can do that for a newsletter. Sure.
Yeah. QR codes will take you anywhere. Any
Yep.
file, any website. You're
Anywhere.
good to go.
Yep.
And my 7-day challenge is missing. I sent an email regarding that. In the meantime, how much is recommended to sell that mini book? What did we price the 7-day set? I don't recall.
Ebook is 99 cents. Paperback is like 4.99. I mean, it's cheap because it's just the 7-day challenge book,
Yeah, it's
right?
less than 40 pages.
Yeah.
But honestly, price it whatever you want. Just not too high. Anything under $10, you'll get away with it.
Yep. This one is from Kesa. I hope I said that right. My book has 51 reviews. Awesome. Running ads, good. Below 10 book sales a month. Following the AIA review method, outsource it to an agency, still not results after a few months of working with them. They've obtained 5 reviews and the same amount has been reviewed by Amazon. That's frustrating. So I'm assuming you're talking how to get more book reviews. So one of the ways, obviously, is through Pubby, to request reviews through Pubby, number one. Number two, you could try doing some more promo days if you haven't done those already to see if you can get more downloads, which it hopefully in turn will generate some more reviews, because I can tell you that not very many people leave reviews one way or the other. The other thing you could do would be to do a whole other advanced reader team build and then do another promo day and then go back to that new advanced reader team and get them to leave reviews. Nobody says you can't do that. So I would try that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep. Okay, now are we done with questions, folks? That would be amazing. Truly, truly, for 144 people that we've had on.
I think everyone's ready to get to work.
I know, especially because many people have a holiday off, right? Yep. All right. Okay, so if that's the case, and there's no other questions in the Q&A, which I don't see. And you got the support email. I don't know. I guess we can go start our. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving, Canada, or is that today? Thanksgiving in Canada, right?
Believe it's today. I got no clue.
Yep. And tomorrow is coaches, or no, it's Columbus Day, which half the country celebrates and half the country does not. So most people, like, it's a federal holiday, but they still have school and that kind of thing. So, okay, I got you, Kim, and I'll take care of that. Now that I have a little bit of time in my schedule, I'll be doing that right now. All right, everybody, it's great to see you. We'll see you next Sunday, right here, same bat time, same bat channel. Don't forget to pre-submit your questions too.
Oh,
Talk to
yeah.
you later, everybody. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Libby. See you,
Bye,
Libby.
yeah. See ya.